Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Gospel Pulpit for Monday, December the 29th, and the last Monday of the year. We certainly praise the Lord now for this last week of broadcasting as we'll get into 2026 later in the week. And we've had a great year here at GBI. I want to thank all of you who have prayed for us, all of you who have supported us, all of you who have stood with us. Well, we've got our new radio station, WGBI 90.9 FM, on the air this year. And, of course, some of you are getting our broadcast over that in the morning times at 7:45 a.m. and in the evening times at 5:30 p.m. And it could be also repeated again another time, maybe in the night. I'm not sure. But anyway, I appreciate the fact that all the help that we've got and how the Lord is blessing us and helping us with this this station. And then other things have happened this year. Great things have happened at GBI this year. And Lord willing, we got some things in mind for this next year. And I'm booking dates for 2026 about preaching. The Lord has opened some doors for me to be able to preach this coming year. I'm looking forward to that. I want you to pray that I'll stay healthy and be able to go for the glory of God. I'd like to do more preaching this coming year than I've ever done. And the Lord's let me get in some new churches, and I appreciate that. And, you know, we'd love to come to your church, and we're not asking for a place to preach. We'd love to come and present the work and let folk know what we're doing here. I believe that radio is a great ministry. I had a phone call the other day from a dear listener, and this lady was telling me, she said, I listen to radio about all the time. She said, I'm shut in, I can't get out. And she said, I listen to your broadcast every day. She said, I tell people, don't call me while Brother Cawthorn's on. Well, I count that an honor, and I appreciate that. And I tell you what, radio's been a blessing to generations of people, to starting really about the third generation of people. Radio's been a blessing. And I appreciate all the stations that we're on with the Gospel Pulpit, and I certainly thank the Lord. Well, we're going to our message this week entitled Great Gifts of God. Great Gifts of God. And I hope this message will be a real blessing to you. I sure had a good time preaching it. When I was preaching it, my wife said to me, said, was you singing or preaching? I said, I was doing a little both. Amen. All right. But anyway, Father, will you take our message on this Monday and brighten our hearts this week and help us to look forward to a new year? Now have you will your way, in thy wonderful name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go to the message now of the Word of the Lord today. I invite you to open your Bibles with us to James chapter 1. And I'm also going to read a verse in Matthew chapter number 7. James chapter 1, verse number 17. The Bible says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, which with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Then I'd also like to just read a verse in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now, our Heavenly Father, would you help us as we look into this message of the Word of God today? In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, as we come to this subject today, I want to preach to you on the subject, good gifts of God. Good gifts of God. Now, James chapter 1 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And then in Matthew chapter number 7, he talked about, if you be an evil, know how to good gifts, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give, let me just read the verse, amen, which is, I'm going to just read this. The devil, he don't want me to read it, but I'll just read the verse, all right? So Matthew chapter number 7, verse 11, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. Now, God wants to give you good things, and God has already given us good things. Now, by the way, what might seem good to us may not seem good to God. or what might seem good to God may not seem good to us. Well, what defines a gift? Well, the word gift in the English language means this: the property of which is voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation. In other words, it's a gift. It don't cost you anything. God has given us some good things. And I want us to look for a while today on good gifts of God. The things that God has given us, and I can't name everything, but God has given us some good things as born-again believers. Amen. Our God is good to us. And I want to thank God that we serve a good Lord. Amen. We don't just serve somebody who's up in heaven with a great big stick ready to zap us off into eternity. But God is good to us. God loves us. God wants good things for you and I. Did you know that? You know, it seems like sometimes us preachers preach, and I'm guilty of it, and it seems like to the people that we never can do enough for God, or we can never do the right thing. You know, very seldom does preachers ever get up and praise people. We always want to talk about what people don't do, and I'm guilty of that sometimes. But let me say this to you. God is good, and God's gifts are good. Amen. And there's more to God than just thou shalt and thou shalt not. I mean, God is good. Let me just name you some gifts that God has given us. Keeping in mind our text in James chapter 1, every good gift and every perfect gift, every complete gift, in other words. And of course, the gifts come from God. The good gifts come from God. Number one, God has given me a salvation for my hope. Salvation for my hope. Now, I've told you this story on the radio. I was raised in a drunkard's home, all right? And in 1975, my mama got saved. We started going to the house of God, and I began to hear things that we had not heard before. I began to hear preaching. I began to hear about heaven and hear about hell. And in January of 1978, I bowed my head and received the Lord Jesus Christ. I did what the Bible said to do to be saved. And God gave me salvation for my hope. Now, I cannot lose my salvation. Now, I know there are those that believe that you can get saved and then you can get lost again and get saved and get lost again. Let me say to you, friend, there is not one verse in the Bible that will back that up. Now, there's some verses if you wrongly divide. Now, by the way, when you're building a house, you have to have all the boards fitting together, right? But if you wrongly divide them, you can force them and try to make them fit, and they still don't fit because you can't lose your salvation. Amen. There's not a verse in the Bible that backs that up. And so you ought to study your Bible and know your Bible. But let me say this to you. Salvation is my hope. You know, I have put my hope in a person, Jesus Christ. I'm trusting Him to get me to heaven. And if something happens, I don't make it to heaven, it's His fault. Amen. Because He saved me. He told me I was going. Now, let me read you some verses in Titus chapter 1. The verses 1 and 2, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. Now, you know, Paul was a man that put his hope in God. You ever thought about that? I mean, Paul was a Jew. Paul was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Paul was on the Sanhedrin, some say. Paul was up there in his religion. And yet Paul, no doubt Paul was a rich man. Paul had the comforts of life, and Paul could have went far in the Jews' religion. But Paul got saved, Saul. His name was Saul then. One fellow said Saul meant big man and Paul meant little man. Well, if it does mean that, he went from big to little. Now, he's not Saul, the Hebrew of the Hebrew anymore, but he's now Paul, the poor preacher. He's now Paul, the poor man that would be stoned and would be shipwrecked and would be beaten. And so he really paid a price, but his hope was God. His hope was salvation. And he wrote to Titus in verse number 2 of Titus chapter 1, and he said this to him. He said, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Now, God cannot lie about salvation. God promised that hope. God promised that any man, any woman, any boy, Any girl that would call upon Him would be saved. Does not matter what you've done. Don't matter where you've been. You see, God made that promise to all mankind in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Amen. Before this world ever began, God promised there'd be eternal life. Amen. To mankind. I might be speaking today to a murderer. And you say, "Preacher, I can't get saved. I committed murder." That's not what the Bible says. God said, my friend, that He promised eternal life. I might be speaking to a rapist today. You say, "Preacher, I've committed an awful crime. I can't get forgiveness." Oh, but you can. You see, the devil will tell you you can't get forgiveness. The devil loves to trick people. And my pastor dealt years ago with a woman. And he was trying to get to the bottom of her problem. And she told him, she said, "Preacher, my brother told me I can't be saved." Well, you have no right to tell anybody they can't be saved, my friend. You don't know that. You don't know when God has given up on a person. I don't have that right. I can't tell you that other than the Spirit of God, my friend. I don't know anything. But I know this, my friend. I know this, amen, that God promised eternal life. I know this, that I grew up as a little boy, 9 years old. I started going to church, 11 years old, I got saved. My whole adult life has been wrapped up in Jesus Christ. My whole adult life has been wrapped up in Him. Now, if He lies and He ain't telling the truth, then I've wasted my life. But He has not lied. He is telling the truth, and I have not wasted my life. I've given 41 years to the pulpit and to the radio, and I thank God for it. I thank God for the days and hours and nights that I've been able to come to you and reach you by radio and preach to you. And hundreds of people down through the years I've had the privilege of preaching to, time and eternity will only reveal the audience that I've had. I've had really, to be honest with you, I've had a greater privilege than a lot of preachers would ever hope to have. Amen. And sometimes maybe I don't realize the privilege that I do have to reach people by way of radio. But God's given me that gift. And what I want to preach to them is salvation for my hope. God, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of life. He said again in Matthew, "If you be an evil, know how to give good gifts. How much shall your heavenly Father give them that ask Him?" You know what? January 22nd, 1978. Maybe I didn't quote it exactly right. Matthew 7:11. I read that a while ago. I got saved. God gave me good gifts. I'm an evil person. I don't know how to give good gifts. In the sight of God, I'm not pure. I'm not holy. But God knows that I don't know how to give good gifts, but He knows how to give them. Amen. So He has given me good gifts. You know, everybody likes Christmas time. Now, some people don't celebrate Christmas. I'm not mad at you if you don't. But I'll tell you this, amen, everybody likes gifts. I don't care what day of the year it is. Everybody likes to get a gift, right? They sure do. Amen. You get a gift in a big old box, and boy, you look at that gift, and somebody thought enough of you to wrap that and give it to you, and you look at it, and you say, "Wow, what a gift." And you don't have to give anything in return for it. How about my wife is the best at giving gifts of anybody I've ever seen in my life. I mean, she has spoiled me down through the years. I thank God for it. I'm like a good friend of mine told his wife, "Just keep it up, keep it up." Amen, that's right. But you know what? The best gifts are those given to me by God. And the best gift that is ever given to me was God's Son. John 3:16, "For whosoever," the Bible said, "for whosoever shall," well, that's not the right verse. Amen. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Boy, the devil don't like me to quote that. Amen. But God gave His only begotten Son. Amen. God gave the best heaven had for my sin. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. God gave me a good gift. God gave me salvation for my hope. Let me ask you a question today. Is your hope in salvation? Is your hope in Jesus Christ? Now, some folk are trusting in an emotional experience. Now, some folk are trusting in some... Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Monday, December the 29th. You've been listening to a message, R487 is the R number on that. If you'd like to order it, we can email it or send it to you on CD free of charge. And if you feel led of the Lord to help us, that's between you and the Lord. Good gifts of God is the message this week, or you could put today's date on there. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. We'll continue the message. Until then, may God bless you is my prayer. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.